Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, second segment. Hit rate. So the way it goes is they calculate by position how many have been drafted in the first round and whether they're hit or miss.
Whether or not they signed a second contract.
Yeah, so, and that's the hit, right? And so obviously the position that is drafted, has the most draft picks, is edge, outside rusher, 104. I thought, that's a lot by landslide too. The next, Austin, is wide receiver, 77. After that, it's corner, right? So now when you think about free agency and you know, this funny thing about it, Dallas Cowboys picked up Micah Parsons' fifth year. Pittsburgh decided not to pick up Justin Fields' fifth year based on who knows why. They want to have a one-year rental. And you think about guys that get the huge contracts. Wide receiver, cornerback, edges. Now, of course, everybody else does, but that's where it is. People would normally think quarterback would be so high. That's not necessarily the truth, because you'll have a year where there's a lot of quarterbacks drafted in the first round, then there might only be one or two. They've only had 56. Offensive tackle, you would think, because they just are going to just take linemen every single year, is at 64. Running back is really dipped off, is in 48. And their hit rate is, I think, is skewed because of running back by committee is really taking over the league. That's just my opinion. Safety is a little odd, because I would say safety is a hard position, but I don't think it's not. I think it's not a hard position.
Do you think the value of safety is changing?
It's changing. It was really, really high. Then it's dipped.
With like the Reed, Polamalu, Matthew.
Right, and they were getting huge contracts. Now it's kind of like, hey, look, we can find corners and throw them back there and take nickels to put them back there. It's more of a cover position now versus, they were do it all. Tight end is 24, and I'm on record saying tight end, if I'm going to try to be explosive or get my offense going, get a quarterback and two tight ends and destroy you in the middle of the field. Linebacker, of course, only has 50. Center only has 12. That's the lowest. And let me see what else did I miss. Offensive tackle has 64. I mentioned that. So when you think of the center, right, who has the highest hit rate, which is crazy, it's 92%. Second place is 59.
Woo!
That's 33% difference.
And part of that is just the numbers.
The numbers.
Right.
But the percentage is huge.
Is insane. Only one first-round center in the sample hasn't signed a second deal.
Right.
But you look at those top three positions here, Jay, all in the green.
Right. What is it?
Offensive line.
Right.
Right. Very rare is it that you get a project, right? Yeah, you'll take a flyer on some guys.
Right.
But either they're good from the get-go, or they show you enough pretty quickly to sign them.
Yeah, or they continue along a steady progress of getting better, and then the light comes on.
Lowest percentage of guys leaving early,
right?
Probably.
Exactly, and also it's center, offensive tackle, guard. They all work together. Generally, you put them with guys that teach them the position. I think offensive line coaches are generally pretty good throughout the league. Mm-hmm. So the center had 12 guys picked in the first round, 11 hits, one miss. Tackles, 64 guys drafted, 38 hits, 24 misses. That's 59%. Guards, 28 picked, 14 hit, 14 misses. Now that's really interesting, because even though it's 50%, they're technically on the green on this chart. That's a lot of misses for that amount of draft picks.
I would be curious to know the breakdown of who these guys are and to see how many of them stuck at guard and how many tried to get moved to tackle or center.
Right.
Either way.
Yeah, and then were they just kind of one-year guys after that and end up being backups and stuff like that? So you got to think some guys are reaches. You know, remember a couple years ago, Mike Mayock was the GM of the Raiders. He picked Leatherwood.
Yeah.
You know, that was graded out before the draft, second or third round pick. He picked him like top 14, 15. Chance Womack.
Right.
Brown, Jonathan Brown, that got mm-hmm. drafted by the Arizona Cardinals, who was, you know, a bust, you know, kind of a bust. So now we're in the yellow. Yellow is kind of be cautious, but still a safe pick. You go right to linebacker. You know how we do it. 48%, and that's 20 or that's 50 total, 24 hits, 26 misses. And I think that's pretty accurate because you got the. You got some guys that are really good college players that don't end up being really that good in the league. I think the change in defense is going from more like a nickel defense really hurts that number because you know for years prior in your continent caught in the transition you're going to be out of the league.
There's a big difference in linebackers too, whether you know you're playing stack or you're playing on the outside
right.
too, because Roquan Smith and Nolan Smith. Probably both get graded as linebackers. They don't play the same position
right.
the same way. Like Luke Kuechly, I think, is probably in this calculation.
Yeah, and he was a for sure hit.
Right.
Roquan Smith was a for sure hit. Are you an inside linebacker in a 3-4, so that means two of them, or are you an outside linebacker in a 4-3 in the will linebacker or possibly a sand line? There's all different types of factors in it. But the next one with the most drafted, this lets you know what's the most important position on defense is edge. 104 draft picks, 46 hits, 58 misses. I'm telling you, if you're a 6'4", small forward, power forward, put your hand in the dirt. Because I'm telling you, the NFL would overdraft guys in the first round all the time. It was the defensive end from Cleveland that went number 4 with Mike Mayock. Bust. Ton of them. Thomas, the defensive end from Stanford, hasn't really done anything. There's tons of them.
But what that tells you too, Jay, I mean, honestly, 46 out of 104, I mean, that's not quite 50%, right? 44%. It tells you how many guys are taken, but also just how in demand edge is,
yeah.
not just by the draft pick, but how many of them got signed to a second contract.
I think
there's some worry among NFL teams that okay, we haven't seen this guy put it fully together, but if we don't sign him, he might break out somewhere else, and we can't have that happen.
And generally, that supply and demand is always there, though, because they always say you can never have enough pass rushers. You can never have enough corners. And so even if you have, say I was picked number 15, and say, like, I didn't get to double digits, but I had 7. Well, that's 7 more sacks than maybe another team ever had with their older pass rusher, and here comes a younger one. You get a second contract, able to take advantage of it. Defensive tackle, 60 total picks, 24 hits, 36 misses. It's hard to see that number because I feel like defensive tackle, you can affect the game, but I also think that the quick passing game hurts it because generally you get your second contract, like a Grady Jarrett, of course, an Aaron Donald, those type of players.
Jalen Carter's the next case study
right,
in that.
Right, and you because of the pass rush ability. But you got to think.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A guy like He wasn't a first round pick, but DJ Reader that went from Houston to Cincy, he was known as a run stopper. He goes to Cincy, they let him rush the passer. He's a three or four sack guy. So the next is the other position, right? The second or the third leading number in total draft picks, corner, 71 picks, 27 hits, 44 misses. I think that's indicative of the lack of development at the lower levels through college, the change and the difference between in college. I think you're facing a lot of like spread RPO, where in the pros, you got to cover dropbacks. You got to cover route combinations. You got to be able to read the offensive set and the route tree kind of on the run. The defense is a lot more complex because of the time together and the offensive coordinator. So I think a little bit has to do with it. And plus you just never know how people react being out there on an island facing a Jamar Chase, a Justin Jefferson, or somebody like that. You get beat a couple times, and if you don't have a pass rush, and this is also, cornerback is not fully dependent on pass rush, but it's heavily dependent on a pass rush, so that's maybe indicative.
Does it surprise you that there's an 11 percentage point difference between corner and wide receiver, positions that are matched up with each other?
Well, you're both dependent on two different things. Why? Well, look at quarterback. High bust rate, right? High bust rate. If the quarterback's not good or isn't good already there, he could be a veteran. He's not good or doesn't have an offensive line, doesn't have a tight end. Receiver's not going to do anything. Corner, if you don't have enough pass rush, it'll hurt you. But if you know how to play the corner or play the position, or if you play some zone and you have a really good like scheme, you'll be fine. So I think that's where the biggest difference, because running back is, look, we talked about it from Saquon and everybody not getting second contracts. I think those numbers are skewed because I think there's guys, besides the Alvin Kamara, I think Saquon, look how long it took him to get a new contract. Dalvin Cook, you just kind of, you know, he had 1,000 yards and you end up going to Jets for, you know, a little bit of nothing. Aaron Jones, same thing. Mm-hmm. I think all these guys, most of these guys that are really, really good aren't first round picks. So I think the numbers are skewed. Safety, we already talked about that. It's a hard position to evaluate. I don't think it's a hard position to play, but you're not really like, you're not put in a position like Troy Polamalu, Ed Reed, and all those guys to affect the game. So then you can get anybody. It's kind of like the modern day version of when I played linebacker. Mm. If you're not really, really special, you're kind of, you don't turn it over pretty frequently.
I feel like if you're that kind of in the box safety, you're kind of getting played out of the league at this point. You know, they want the deep safeties. They want the guys that can essentially help play cover three, right? They want the corners that can be on an island, and then that kind of center field guy that can cover hash to hash or sideline to sideline.
You want the Minkah Fitzpatrick that can do multiple things, three level, the defender can blitz when needed to. Kyle Hamilton, those guys. Mm-hmm. Honey Badger, you know, probably his earlier times with Kansas City, and then obviously that 1 or 2 year run with New Orleans. So that's the way it is. The next one here is a little odd, is tight end. Again, depending on the quarterback, depending on the offensive line. But I also think there's so many good older tight ends, and I think you can get a really good tight end in the second, third, and fourth round. I think that's what really hurt. Like Hunter Henry, they signed a big deal with New England. He's still up there. He wasn't a first round pick.
I have a list of the first round picks since 2000.
All right, let's hit it. Let's hear them.
This is going to be from most recent to oldest.
All right.
Kyle Pitts, 2021.
Borderline.
TJ Hockenson.
Good.
Noah Fant.
Good.
Hayden Hurst.
I'd take him.
OJ Howard.
Bust.
Evan Ingram.
I don't know. He had that one really good year and then dipped down last year.
David Njoku.
Oh, he's good.
Eric Ebron.
Nope.
Tyler Eifert.
He got hurt.
He did. Jermaine Gresham.
I don't even remember him.
Brandon Pettigrew.
I don't remember him.
Dustin
either.
Keller.
Oh, he was. Brandon Pettigrew was at Detroit. Dustin Keller, no.
Greg Olson.
For sure.
Vernon Davis.
Yes, sir.
Mercedes Lewis.
Yes.
Heath Miller.
Yes.
Kellen Winslow, too.
I'm a soldier.
Ben Watson.
I'm a true soldier.
Dallas Clark.
I got nightmares.
Jeremy Shockey.
Yes.
Daniel Graham.
Heck yes.
Jeremy Stevens.
Ooh.
And then three more after that.
No. Who else?
Todd Heap.
Yep.
Bubba Franks.
Red zone killer.
Anthony Becht.
I think he was all right. Anthony Becht, I think, was really good.
That's all of them since 2000.
Yeah. So there it is. And then last but not least, 77 picks with 21 hits, 56 misses wide receiver position.
Sheesh.
Why is that, Austin?
I think there can be a lot of reasons, right? I think you said the quarterback situation, right? I feel like wide receivers typically are going to be the ones running into off-the-field stuff, kind of diva mindset to some degree. I think the better athlete you are, you can get away with it in college, but you got to tighten up your technique in the NFL to some degree. To me, it's just kind of a warning sign, too, because a lot of guys are getting pushed out to wide receiver right now if they're good athletes. They're being pushed from running back maybe to wide receiver. Yeah. To me, if I'm reading this chart as a GM, it's this guy has to be an absolute no doubt number one guy, or I can get better value later in the second, draft.
Third. Yeah, because that's where a lot of the guys, you got to think Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, all these guys. You know, sometimes people focus too much on the Justin Jeffersons and Jamar Chases. The guys that are really doing it in the league are the guys that aren't drafted in the first round. So that's where you go. You got to think Davante Adams is the second round pick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of them. I mean, you know, Deebo Samuel, you know, went after the first round. There's a ton of them. So, yeah, I think the inability for coaches to teach young wide receivers or receivers in college how to get off press coverage. Because in the league, they'll press you and they'll play man or zone. Mm-hmm. In college, when they're pressing you, it's like 80%, 85%, 90% man. So, and then plus...
I can understand how press into zone would be hard to learn, though.
Yeah, to go against. Yeah. But then also, you have to be able to read the coverages on the move in the league.
Like so, in real time.
In real time. So as you're coming off the... Because you'll show one coverage and play another. You got it. So the quarterback is reading the same thing, so you got to be on the same page. You know?
Would you say that's like 20-30% of interceptions is quarterbacks and receivers not reading real-time, right?
Yeah, or just miscommunication. Mm. I mean, we saw it with the Buffalo Bills and Gabe Davis, you know, up there at Philly.
Right.
You know, season change in play. Gabe Davis wasn't a first-round pick. Josh Godwin down in Tampa wasn't a first-round pick. There's plenty of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, even my man Rice from Kansas City won the first-round pick. So there's plenty of them.
Michael Pittman Jr.
Michael Pittman, yeah, all of them. St. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's all the best receivers, like you said, are value after the first round. And so, anyways, one thing we do value, Austin, is all our listeners out there. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and put a bow on this Wednesday. Jay Foreman, Austin and Orman. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.